You are Locked On Thunder, your daily Oklahoma City Thunder podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
From the 12th floor, 50 Penn Place in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, the home of 1340 The Game and News Radio 1000 KTOK, welcome to the Locked On Thunder podcast. I am Eric G. This is episode number two for this Tuesday, because we needed to make up for Monday and not being able to podcast. So we'll give you a double dose of Locked On Thunder. And on this episode, we'll give you an update on Jeremy Grant and talk about how much that could affect the Thunder tomorrow night against the Golden State Warriors. We'll hear from Paul George. We'll hear from Russell Westbrook and Dennis Schroeder. We'll talk about what's going on with the starting five and all the illness that's going around with the Oklahoma City Thunder. And Kevin Durant gets fined a couple $100,000 for telling a fan to F off. The reason I bring that up is not so much to talk about Kevin Durant. Okay, yes, we'll talk about Kevin Durant and how he would be received in Oklahoma if he decided to come back, because that topic of conversation came up again yesterday. But more importantly, I believe that every player that gets fined for doing something like this, I'm a big believer you never say anything derogatory to the fans. Don't denigrate the fans. Don't say anything bad about the fans, because they're the ones that pay your salary and you want the fans to come see you and drive up that revenue in the NBA. Also, it might need to be a case-by-case basis, because sometimes fans act very foolish. And when fans start acting a fool, then maybe the fan is the one that should get fined and not so much the players. I'll give you a couple of examples of that in segment number three today. If you don't know who I am, my name is Eric G. I work for 1340 The Game here in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, as well as News Radio 1000 KTOK. I've been lucky enough to cover the Oklahoma City Thunder now for five seasons. And if you like what you hear, I would ask that you go to the website lockedonthunder.com and listen to all our archive podcasts. We also have video and audio from players and coaches. And if you like what I do, then you might like what everybody else is doing in the Locked On Podcast Network. And you can get all those podcasts at lockedonpodcast.com. That is lockedonpodcast.com. We are your team every day. I also host another podcast called Locked On Sooners. So there we go. There's all the credentials. That's the rundown. Let's jump into it. Thunder lose to the Kings last night, and in the process of losing to the Kings, Jeremy Grant rolls his ankle, and as of now, there is nothing different to report than what we got last night, which is just, hey, Jeremy Grant rolled his ankle, he had to be taken off the court and was not able to return to the game. We're probably not going to find anything out as far as Jeremy Grant's status till sometime before the Golden State game, so either during shoot-around tomorrow or right before pregame tomorrow, then Billy Donovan will announce it, and we'll figure out at that point what the Oklahoma City Thunder can do, because, well, essentially, we know what's going to happen. Patrick Patterson is going to come in, and he'll start for Jeremy Grant, which sort of bothers me because I think Grant has played very well in that starting role. Patrick Patterson has seemed more comfortable coming off the bench, and now you've got Patrick Patterson having to make that adjustment. Plus, I'll go so far as to say that when you watch Steven Adams and Jeremy Grant play, and maybe you get an opportunity to watch more NBA games than I do, can you name me a better physical combination in the paint than what you've got in Jeremy Grant and what you've got in Steven Adams right now? These guys absolutely kill it. And Grant just seems to be getting better every single game that he plays. So I hate to see him go off the court. But if it's a matter of health, then that's fine. And the Thunder right now are just going to have to go through some nicks and bruises and, well, unfortunately, illness until they get better. And the positive way to look at all this, because with Andre Robertson being out for an extended period of time, Terrence Ferguson out for personal reasons, Alex Abrines is sick, Nerlens Noel was sick last night, it's better to have it happen now at the beginning of the year than to happen sometime around late March, early April, which is very obvious to say. And also, if you believe every game counts, then there's really no good time to go through this, but it's going to happen during an 82-game season. And so far, the Thunder have been able to weather that storm pretty well. Even if they lost last night, you still have Russell Westbrook and Paul George and Dennis Schroeder. And because Alex Abrines was out, that opened up the floor for a guy like Raymond Felton to come in and run a little point. He got some playing time, may get some tomorrow against Golden State. And it also gives the Thunder the opportunity to see guys like Hamidou Diallo come in and play, and you can figure out if this guy is your future, not your future, or you can at least start to see what his potential is. It gives TLC an opportunity to play. So it's not the worst thing in the world as far as all these injuries, but after Patrick Patterson, you're not exactly flush at the four. The next guy you've got behind him is Tyler Davis from the Oklahoma City Blue, and you could activate him, bring him out to Oakland tomorrow, and get him ready to play for Golden State, and that may be what you have to do. You could bring Abdul Nader up, little undersized for playing the four. Burton is undersized for playing the four, so you're sort of stuck, and that is going to tax Patrick Patterson tomorrow night. We've seen Paul George kind of play there if you want to go small, and going small against Golden State isn't exactly the worst thing in the world, and that may be what the Thunder have to do tomorrow night just to kind of get through the rest of this road trip before they return home Friday to take on the Charlotte Hornets. As far as the way Paul George and Russell Westbrook played last night, remember, Russell Westbrook's first game back, I didn't think either one played all that great last night. Avon Shumpert completely showed up the Thunder again. I don't know what it is about the Oklahoma City Thunder, but Avon Shumpert just figures out a way to torch them. So let's hear Paul George talk about not only last night's game and the loss to the Kings, but Avon Shumpert and sort of everything else going on. Here's PG after last night's loss.
Yeah. I mean, it's just how this team plays. They play fast. They play early in the shot clock. It took us a second to kind of get things under control. Just fact of the matter is, general statement for the game, we didn't shoot well enough to win tonight.
Did you feel like there were some things in that third quarter that you guys were able to get to at a higher level to switch the game around?
We just got back. We limited the stabs in the backcourt, and we just got back. We didn't run to a guy that we were supposed to be matched up with. We just grabbed a guy and then just relied on our defense.
What you did, does that make it hard to play disciplined with how fast and free and loose they play?
Yeah. I mean, just because in return, I thought they just sped the game up, which, sped us up a bit. Again, we brought the game within. We were winning at one point, but, just to finish this game, I lose by four. And again, we didn't shoot the ball well. It's good stuff to walk away from here.
When you do have games like that where you're not shooting well, what do you guys need to do better in order to make up for that?
Just play defense. Play defense better and create easier opportunities. That's it. Our defense will create that. Later in the game held up, got us back into the game. But that's it. When shots aren't falling, we'll get defense, defensive stops, easy turnovers, just to get, momentum going in our direction.
Paul, by about halftime, were you about sick of seeing him on Shumpert? Were you about sick of him on Shumpert by halftime of this one? Two games.
I mean, I don't know. He just have a crazy, crazy out-of-body experience against us. It's always for one half. I don't know what it is. He likes to play against us or something. He's ready for it. So tip our hats to Shump for giving him that first half, kind of just boosting him and being easy instant offense for him in that first half.
Every time somebody comes back or late, like tonight, Nerlens is sick, Alex is sick, Russ comes back, is the bigger adjustment on defense and that communication that has to happen?
Yeah, I mean, losing Nerlens is big, especially for a game like tonight, where they do a good job of offensive rebounding and attacking the rim. We lost one of the better rim protectors in this league and rebounders in the league, so that's where it hurt us most.
Thunder limping along right now as Paul George as Paul George said right there in the last comments of that post-game press conference or that post-game interview, but I was glad he finally mentioned the defense. I had not really listened to that whole thing, so I'm hearing it kind of like the first time you are, and I kept thinking, talk about the defense, talk about the defense. You kept talking about how the shots didn't fall, but your defense was terrible in the first quarter. That's one of the reasons why the Thunder found themselves in such a deep hole, is they just didn't play really good defense. And it's almost as if the Thunder are going to play good defense, the shots got to be falling as well. And that, I understand what Paul George says, but that's not what the Thunder executed last night. And at this point, the mentality of this team has just got to be, let's get the game with Golden State over with, no matter what happens in that game on Wednesday night. You just want to get home, be healthy enough, and then get back to your winning ways here in the next couple of nights. It's not going to be easy, and I do think that the Thunder might be catching Golden State at the right time with all the drama that is surrounding that team at the moment. But that being said, the Thunder are awfully banged up, and mentally that's going to take a toll on you as well. This is the Locked On Thunder podcast. I am Ari G. Coming up in the next segment, we'll hear from Russell Westbrook. And how much is being a dad affecting him and having to go out on the road? Russell, tell us next here on Locked On Thunder. If you're looking to get a little action tonight on the games, there is only one place for you to go, and that is MyBookie. That's right, MyBookie, because they actually pay. And for a limited time, if you are a brand new customer to MyBookie, they're going to match your first deposit 100%. 100% of your first deposit up to $1,000. It's very easy. MyBookie.com is a great place to go, and I wouldn't recommend you go any place to make a wager unless I knew for sure they paid out. And I know for sure that MyBookie pays out. That's why I'm urging you to make your way to MyBookie, because they will actually make sure that you get your money. Plus, it's not just about point spreads. There's fantasy. There's all sorts of games there. Plenty of ways for you to put a little green in your pocket. And remember, they will match your first deposit up to $100,000. If you are a brand new listener, you just enter that promo code Locked On, or you're brand new to MyBookie, enter the promo code Locked On, and your first deposit gets matched up to $1,000. That's 100%. So go to MyBookie.com. That's MyBookie.com. You play, you win, you get paid. This is the Locked On Thunder podcast. I am Eric G. We just published another episode of Locked On Sooners, and you can get that at lockedonpodcast.com or subscribe to Apple iTunes, or subscribe via Apple iTunes. It's also with Google, Stitcher, Alexa, Spotify. All you got to do is say, Alexa, play Locked On Thunder, or Alexa, play Locked On Sooners. She may have actually started it over, but it's great. We're part of the Locked On Podcast Network. We are your team every day. It's local experts on the biggest stories. Russell Westbrook back for the Oklahoma City Thunder last night. Not a great night shooting at all. Not for him, not for Paul George. And for Russ, you give it a little bit of an excuse because, one, he's got to learn how to come back and integrate himself into the team. Also, when you just have twins, you have to think that Russ has stayed up pretty much all through the night the last few nights to help his wife out. And Russell Westbrook talked about that, amongst other things, after the game last night.
How are you and your family doing?
Great. Thank you.
You just coming back tonight, how'd you feel about the way that you eventually were able to kind of get yourself into a flow and a rhythm?
Not great, but, you know, it is what it is.
Russ, what is the hardest part about coming back and then leaving again and coming back? What's the biggest adjustment for you when you do that?
Just got to get back in the rhythm, shape, everything. You know, just got to figure it out.
You seem to turn up a notch in the fourth quarter. What sparked that?
We're losing. Just trying to figure out a way to get my team back in the game.
Russ, obviously, you want to be here. Is it hard? Is there any part of you that's it's hard to pull yourself away from home?
idea. But I got a job, and my kids are fine, healthy. I'm blessed. I'm thankful, so I'm good.
Dennis talked to us earlier, said he took this one because he didn't shoot the ball well. How much does that say just for a teammate to kind of step up when you guys struggle like this?
Yeah, I mean, it's not his fault. I mean, he's going to have nights where he missed shots, but he do a better job defensively for 48 minutes.
Did you notice any things? I mean, this team's identity is predicated on defense. Did you notice some things where you all could take it up to another level next game?
There's a lot. Just where we started. And then we got ourselves back in the game. Just too many open shots for them.
You have been off for six games. How do you feel right now? You pop right back into place.
I'm all right.
Russ, while you've been just kind of watching, what have you seen from Hami and the way he's developed?
Just being aggressive. He's aggressive. He's good for our team. And tonight you've seen it. When he's out in transition, he's able to make an impact on the game.
What are your thoughts of De'Aaron Fox in his last season?
I haven't been watching, honestly, sir. So I'm not sure, but I'm sure he's been better than last year.
And that was about it for Russ, which you're asking a question like that. That's about as good as answer as you can get from Russell Westbrook. And as far as Hamidou Diallo goes, couldn't have played any better last night, at least from an offensive standpoint. Thought defensively he played okay. And now it's just time for this guy to just continue to develop as a member of the Oklahoma City Thunder. Not a great night for Dennis Schroeder last night either. Here is Dennis Schroeder after last night's loss to the Sacramento Kings.
Some more and more force defensively. What was the key to kind of changing things from the start of the game and getting back into it?
I just went in back. You know, they did a hell of a job playing with pace on the offensive end, either miss or make. And I think in the second half we did a better job going back, transition defense.
What did you notice down the stretch is the difference in the game?
I mean, missed shots, you know, put this game on me, missed a lot of shots, you know, bad decisions. I'll take that game.
Dennis, it seemed like a lot of the shots are the shots that you like to get. I mean, did you feel like you were getting good ones?
Yeah, some. But like I said, I take that game, you know. It wasn't a good game, and just got to bounce back against the Warriors.
You've said a million times it doesn't matter to you if you start or you're coming off the bench, but is there some adjustment period just going from playing with one unit to a different unit, playing some with Russ, some without, that sort of thing?
Oh, of course. It's a change, but like I said, whatever it takes, you know, I do it, and today I didn't do it. But, like I said, I just got to bounce back.
The adjustment period, with as much as the Thunder have had to adjust this year, with injuries and illness and guys being out, it's a wonder that they are where they are record-wise and still in the middle of the pack in the Western Conference. And that tear that they went on gave you a glimpse of what the Thunder are probably going to be a lot more like as this season goes on and they continue to develop. And I would say for even all the setbacks that we've witnessed with Oklahoma City, for the first few weeks of this season, it's still better. They are still ahead of where they were last year from a development standpoint. And I think this team can only get better. Where last year, I just kind of felt like they were going to spend the entire season just getting to know each other. At least now you've got a lot more cohesion. This is the Locked On Thunder podcast. I'm Eric G. We'll wrap things up talking about Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant getting a $25,000 fine. I thought I said $250,000. I was wrong about the amount, but why Kevin Durant might not need to be punished by the NBA. We discuss it next here on Locked On Thunder. This is the Locked On Thunder podcast. Locked On Sooners is out, and you can get Locked On Thunder and Locked On Sooners at LockedOnPodcast.com. And, of course, we've got our own website, LockedOnThunder.com, where we've got all our podcasts archived. We're both part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Kevin Durant gets called a cupcake by some fans and tells them to watch the effing game and shut the F up. As a result, the NBA fines Kevin Durant $25,000. Sorry about saying that it was more than that, although I wish it had been more than that. All right, somebody calls you a cupcake. Don't tell them to watch the game. Don't tell them to shut the F up. Don't, if you can avoid it at any cost. If you're a player, don't do anything to alienate the fans. Don't alienate the people that are sitting in the seats watching you, the people buying your jerseys and your posters and everything else that puts money into your pocket. What you want to do is continue to try to get on their good side, although Kevin Durant's still probably in a bad mood with all the questions about Draymond Green and everything else going on at Golden State, and Kevin Durant kind of wants to be the bad guy now. All that being said, okay, cupcake, Kevin Durant, and him saying what he did to the fans, that definitely deserved a $25,000 fine, if not more. Kevin Durant certainly deserved to be fined for what he said. Now, on a case-by-case basis, if you're the NBA, as much as you want your players to treat your fans with respect, and be grateful to them for being in the stands. The minute a fan does something to cross the line, so he gets personal, talks about a guy's wife, talks about a guy's kids, goes over that racial line, throws a beer like the guy did at the Malice at the Palace, then at that point, I don't believe that you can necessarily hold a player responsible for his actions. I'm not saying a player should go hog wild and beat the living crap out of a fan. And that's not something we really need to see. And that certainly doesn't do the league any good. But if a fan gets personal with a player, and a player decides that he is going to tell the fan in no uncertain terms that that fan can shut up, I'm all for that. And I don't think the player should be fined. And I think as a fan, when you buy a ticket and you take that fan's... Look, and I believe there should be a fan's bill of rights. I believe that there should be rights to protect the fans as well, but you sort of take your life into your own hands, for lack of a better term, when you're going to go down that road with professional athletes. Treat them with respect. They will treat you with respect. Yes, part of the gig is getting heckled, and there are certain things that aren't off limits, and there are certain things that are off limits, but it's the players and the fans' job to know which is both. That way, the relationship can be a lot more harmonious than maybe what it's been in the past. And I'm not saying that it's bad now. It really, honestly, when we think about it, I think fan-player relationship is at an all-time high. And one of the best things to happen for fan-player relationships was social media. As much as players may hate it, it does give you a direct line to your fan, and fans love that. They absolutely love having the opportunity to get to know who you are. Coming up tomorrow, we'll talk more about the Thunder and Golden State. We'll also get into all the internal stuff going on with Scott Brooks, former Oklahoma City coach and his Washington Wizards. Plus, J.R. Smith looking for a home. Would he fit here in Oklahoma City? I'll let you chew on that for a while. We'll get to that tomorrow. And until tomorrow, everybody love everybody, and of course, peace, love, and Thunder up.
You are Locked On Thunder, your daily Oklahoma City Thunder podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.